You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another podcast of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and we are thrilled to be with you today for this episode number 620. Very glad that you are with us, spending a few minutes. Hope you're having a great, great day.
Yeah, today is going to be a little bit different than most days. We recently got a comment that made me go back and watch one of the episodes that I recorded, and you know, whether there's an excuse for it or not, I totally ripped on someone and there was really no need for it. And I want to sit here today and apologize and say to the person who asked the question on episode 599, I'm really sorry. A lot of times on the show, we've got to take questions and really try to not only give the best answer, Rob, but also provide the most value to people. And my goal on the show is not to tell everyone, you know, step by step of how to do things, but teach people about drones and teach people on kind of how to think about drones so that they can make their own conclusions, so that they can make their own educated conclusions. I'm not here to play puppet master. I don't think Rob is here either, but we definitely want to help people. And to the question asker on episode 599, I'm really sorry. I went after you and there was really no reason to. And I apologize for that. And I don't want people to think that if I think the question, even if the perception is that I don't like the question, I don't want people to not ask questions. And, you know, in all honesty, I'm a big proponent about being self-exploratory and growing and learning to be the best possible person I can. It is just one of the things that I want to do because of the background that I had, which was an interesting one. If you ever get to know me, there's a long conversation about that. But again, no excuse. And, you know, I apologize. And I want you guys to ask questions. I love the interaction. And oftentimes when people grow to success, they can look the other way and turn the other cheek and not always be nice, not always listen, not always engage with people, not respect people. And I don't want to be that way. And reading the comments on YouTube and reading the emails that we got in, it just really made me think, you know, like, you can be more humble, Paul. Like, seriously, just because you've had this experience doesn't make you special. You've been given a great opportunity. Don't screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, you know, I'm human. I have to constantly remind myself of how to be better. Because if not, I trip pretty hard there, Rob. So,
well, what can I say? I'm proud of you, actually, for taking this stance. And like you said, we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to be a better version of who we are. We're probably not going to change who we are in any significant way. And in most cases, probably shouldn't. But we can definitely become better at who we are.
And I do really enjoy helping people out. And that,
yeah,
I just think it was just in poor taste. It was classless. And I'm embarrassed, actually. Like, I don't know why I was so mad. Like, so much anger.
What people don't realize, and I don't know, that's probably not true. People do realize. I mean, you go into work every day or you even go out to a client's, and I'm not making excuses for you, but the reality is, or for me for that matter, for anything that I do, but the reality is you come into your work or wherever you're going with different things that have happened that have led you to whatever mood or place you're in when you start X task, right? Mm-hmm. Including podcasting. So,
which is something that takes a lot of prep to get ready for.
Some days, and we are not trained actors.
So, we try to be.
So sometimes might be a little bit too raw and real. And
I think as much as I believe that everyone could use a little bit more raw and real, at the same time, you know, I just go back to like what my dad taught me growing up. At the same time, you shouldn't raise your voice, rather raise the intellect of your argument or make a better point. So,
well, and the other thing is for us is to always a couple things. I mean, I could create a list of what I was starting to say here,
sorry.
But number one, no, that's okay. Number one is act like we appreciate the listeners,
which we
right?
Do.
Which
we,
no, I know
yeah. Well,
we do,
I mean,
and
we do appreciate. Yeah.
We absolutely do. And we say that we do because we do, but we need to act like we do, number one,
mm-hmm.
in terms of how we do the podcast. And number two, realize, and in some of my previous career life, it's easy once you get to a certain level to forget that you started here, right? Even though you're now here. And that's one of the hardest things to do is continue to put yourself in the shoes of people who are just starting out. Or don't have the knowledge base because they've not had the opportunity yet.
True.
And helping those people where they're at, especially in our case, understanding that we're helping a lot of people, not just the one that asked the question.
True.
But true. Regardless.
I also, there's a lot that I want to say. But anyway, continue.
No, I'm good.
One thing that I want to make really clear is someone may say, well, like, are you apologizing to this guy because, like, they're holding power over you or they're a certain title or position? And the answer is no. I just really feel like this was kind of the right thing to do. And like you're saying, Rob, as you become more successful, and I feel like in business, you're trying to create the best system to provide deliverables to your clients to ultimately scale your business. And as you build these systems, you kind of get lost in the mix and you get mm-hmm. lost in the system and you forget why you developed the system in the first place. It was because you helped someone else out. You provided value to someone else. You legitimately helped someone else out. And if you create a system that takes away the human element of that, that takes away the helping people out and making them feel good about it, then what's the point of the system to begin with?
Sure.
And that's really made me think, you know, like all these systems should really be focused on, you know, like the Disney approach, just making sure that people know that we care, making sure that everyone feels like they have a good special experience. So anyway, guys, well, we don't want to drone on, but we do want to let you know just how much we care. And to the guy who asked the question, I apologize. And I hope you guys continue to ask questions. And if you do so, go to askdroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.